It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, in 1882, Labor Day was first celebrated in New York City. In 1884, the United States Congress passed an act making the first Monday in September a legal holiday to honor American workers for the skills, strength, prosperity, and well-being they provide to America and its economy. As the recession began in 2007, during my Labor Day commentary, I stated that the American people have the ability to make the positive changes needed by America's economy simply by using more of their spending power to support American-made products first. The objective of this statement was for America's consumers to support American-based businesses that manufacture and assemble products here in the USA and keep Americans employed. At this point, 6 years have passed, and the thoughts of my 2007 Labor Day commentary still remain very true. America's consumers have the power to change America's job situation and economy simply by supporting a balance between American-made and foreign-made and not allowing America to be a growing sales point for foreign-made products while Americans need jobs. Now, I invite you to review my past commentaries, which are posted on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. They urge supporters to carefully read the labeling on every product to see where items are made. They encourage supporters to speak up where they shop so store owners and store personnel never stop hearing that customers want a 50-50 balance between foreign and American-made products. And they encourage supporters to make it a priority to spend more of their dollars on products and services that represent the skills of America's entire workforce, because American workers need us on Labor Day and every day of the year. This is Michael Blihosh, and I welcome your comments and suggestions. You can email me from the link located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com or log on to BuyAmericanMadeCampaign.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m. in the Philadelphia area, or you can listen live or to our rebroadcast from the links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And a special note, to help you spread the word, there is a Support American Workers promo linked on the top of the page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. I encourage you to print one out for yourself and email it to family members and friends.